I could do nothing all day except sit and write. And maybe take walks, travel around, go to coffee shops and meet interesting people. So I'd have more to write about. Because writers, you see, need to see a lot of the world and learn about a lot of different people. Funny thing about that is that I am doing a lot of that right now, but I'm not making that much money off of it. So I find myself in the state where I am questioning how possible a lifestyle like that is. Not only that, but it's hard for me to even take my own writing seriously, because in our culture, making money is attached so much to everything that we do. Now, since I'm not making that much, it's hard to take my desire seriously. Maybe you know what I mean. If you have something that you love, if you have some hobby or something that you are an amateur at, an amateur actually means being one who loves something, you might know what I mean. You might think that you're not good enough because you're not making a lot of money, or you have to climb the right set of steps and do the right things in order to perform or create art or whatever it is that you like doing. So you put your nose to the grindstone, trying to get to a position where you can make a living at what you love. It's very interesting to be in that state. Because when we're in that state, we begin to realize how influenced we have been by a society based on consumerism, based on the idea that our importance is contingent on how much we can buy and sell. It is so very subtle that it's hard to even notice. But when we really begin to look deeply at our lives, we will find that almost everything is attached to its cost, to what we can make from it. And I find that both amazing and very sad. I find it amazing because there's so much beauty and there's so much wonder in the world around us. There's so much life going on. And with a minimal, we can partake of that life. We could work less hours. We could own less things. If we had free time, you see, we could do more. We could visit maybe cafes, coffee shops and things like that if we didn't have the brand new car that we were paying $300 or $400 a month on, and the car insurance added more money because of the full coverage for the brand new car and the mortgage payments or the rent and the insurance on the house, the medical care, medical bills, all those things. If we didn't have all those things, we had a real community, our life would be like a paradise. I would think that I was only dreaming, but part of my travels and part of my reading and part of my studying and looking at other cultures so that I could write and so that I could understand the world better have taken me to several places and made me look at different ideas that show me what I'm talking about is not a fantasy. What I'm talking about is like a little fire. Every time it begins to grow and blossom, those who want us to think that the possibility of living in a sharing and caring society doesn't exist, so they run as fast as they can. snuff the fire out so we can't see it, or they obscure it and hide it by just not talking about it in the news. Sometimes we hear about it in social media, but now when everyone has been trying to get them to clamp down on fake news, instead of clamping down on fake news, which is NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, all of those owned by six corporations, they've been clamping down on social media, where we at least hear the truth, or demonetizing people so they can't make a living doing the things that they love. So they blind us. They hide the truth. They hide the beauty that exists right now within our hearts and underlying the communities in which we live, knowing that once we are free, we will not be trapped again. In some of the Scandinavian countries, they have total health care. They don't have to worry about getting sick. They have free college. They don't have to worry about education. Some of the countries have gone to a 6-hour workday because they realize that most of the time people only work for about 6 hours. The other time they are either just getting in and totally exhausted and not efficient, or they're waiting to leave and are not efficient, so they just cut the hours down so that they could spend more time with their families and friends and build community. When have we ever heard of that in the United States? When have we ever heard of the country or the economy doing things so that we could spend time with friends, family, and build community? And that is the problem. That is why we don't have these things. That is why we're not partaking of life on planet Earth. We are partaking of living in the Thunderdome, where there's violence, where there's fighting, where there's false competition for all of the resources that we think are scarce, but are abundant. It's time for us to create a whole new matrix, my friends, and the change is not going to come from the top. There are a few people there, of course, who are trying to change things, trying to shift things, political people and all of that. But most of it is going to happen when the people at the bottom begin to wake up, to talk with each other, to find out about each other's struggles, pains, and most importantly, to find ways heal all of them so that we can all prosper. If you would like to help support this station, this podcast, please hit the support button, or you can go to our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, and you will find a page for donations even more easily. Just go to our vocal.media page. You'll find a link on our website, and you can go and read some of our fantastic stories. We get a little bit each time it's read. And when I say a little bit, I mean almost negative numbers. So if you would like, you could go there and read some of our stories, pass the links around, or go to our YouTube channel and subscribe, and that would help us also. Thanks for being with us. Now back to the show. There's an old biblical verse. It says, I wish that you should prosper even as your soul prospers. This is my question to everyone. Is your soul prospering? I think that the reason why we are not prospering, many people in this country, is because our souls are not prospering. Happiness is secondary. Attaining goods is primary. And the sad thing is that it's not about attaining goods either. It's about attaining more goods in order to achieve some type of status that would be given to us, as if we were made into kings or royalty because we have a lot of things. And when we're doing this, we're missing the boat. Our soul is not prospering. Our soul prospers when we have friends, when we have family, when we have communions, when we can sing and dance, when we can explore our gifts and talents without being afraid of being shut down. That is when our soul prospers, and from that prospering, the rest prospers, because we learn to share. We learn to give help. We learn to heal instead of just criticize. We learn that through the work of our hands and our hearts joined together, we can create a new world. There was an old story about the Tower of Babylon, the way they got the people to stop from building this tower that would take them to heaven was by making it so everyone had a different language and no one could communicate with the other person. And every time we begin to build a tower to the kingdom of heaven within, to the rule of love, to a prosperous society, someone throws something in so that we begin to get angry and inflamed. So we begin to speak the same words to each other, but not the same language, so that we are unable to understand each other. And so we have certain schools for the very rich. We have certain schools for the middle class. We have certain schools for the very poor. We have schools that we force black people into and Latino people into. And we have schools we force white people into. We keep everybody nice and separate. Same is true of our communities. So we find ourselves sort of in a caste system, like the one in India, but we would never call it that. Church is supposed to be the most segregated hour in the whole country. Across churches, synagogues, mosques, all of those religious places, you find massive segregation because we cannot bear to be in front of people we consider different, in places where we have to quote unquote bare our souls. This has to change, I think, because this COVID thing showed us that for the majority of us, with hearts anyway, the society hasn't been working. Many people have just covered over their hurt and their pain and disappointment with anger, acting out, not wanting to wear a mask or whatever. Some don't care if they catch it or and die or not, because their lives have become so miserable. This has to change. This world has to change. First, we have to divorce ourselves from measuring our worth by what we own and by who we control. The only person we need to control is ourselves. And all we need to own is food, clothing, and shelter. And if we're working somewhere, transportation back and forth. That's all. Everything else is an add-on. Everything else is a privilege. Somehow in our society, we have been tricked into seeing the extras as necessities. The only necessity is the food and the clothing and the housing. We don't see that anymore. The vehicle has to be a certain type. It has to cost a lot more than the other ones. It has to be newer or more shiny, and the food has to be better than everybody else's. The house has to be in a nice, quiet neighborhood away from any danger, and so big that we can get lost in it if we want to. Clothing, very expensive. If a designer labels on it, even the better. These are not necessities. They are extras. But we have come to think of them as necessities. And the more they uphold on TV, the more types of things that people see and associate with normality, the more discontent we have, the more skewed our view of the world becomes, and the more we are willing to work for the extras, thinking that they are the necessities, instead of getting the necessities and enjoying life on planet Earth. We find ourselves living like little computers, trying to keep up with technology so we can be someone that we aren't, and we're really never meant to be. Time to let go of that and to be who we really are. When we do, our soul will prosper.